Visit the Topkapi Palace, the great palace of the Sultans of Istanbul, you're faced with a bit of a puzzle. On the one hand, you have one of the greatest civilizations the world has ever known, famed for its wonderful architecture, its beautiful gardens, its fantastic poetry and literature, its philosophy, its arts, its sciences, and above all for its magnificent military might. By 1600, it looked as if it would conquer the world. It knew more, it could fight better, and it was spreading all over the Middle East, into India, and towards Europe. So by 1600, it looked as if this would be the center of the world. And yet, 200 years later, the whole thing was in ruins and shambles. India was subjected to British domination, the Middle East was crumbling, and even the great Ottoman Empire was just a pale shadow. So what happened? With all its wealth and sophistication develop into an industrial civilization. One of the answers lies in the political and social situation. Many thinkers agreed that for a modern wealthy world, you needed liberty, you needed freedom, you needed a wealthy middle class who were engaged and part of the governmental system. And you needed an open and predictable environment politically. And you had none of that here. Here, instead, you had, symbolized by these gates through which the populace couldn't go, the Sultan was beyond, you had one of the most top-down, absolutist, bureaucratic, state against citizen civilizations the world has ever known. And this led to distrust, to unpredictability, to a political world which was full of intrigue, where the succession was not settled, where there was constant tension, a system which could only survive really on military predation on other civilizations. And so when this civilization came up against other civilizations which it couldn't conquer, it reached its boundaries, it faced the usual problems of a vast empire and how to control it. It ended up in a state very similar to some of the European nations, like Spain in its great imperial phase, or the French of Louis XIV. Hierarchical, bureaucratic, centralized. This could be Versailles or Madrid. And all these great agrarian civilizations finally collapsed from the middle and outwards. This was no different. And so on. And there you found universities, town governments, guilds, religious sects, and these were the people who united to form a new kind of civilization. When you're looking for clues as to why the Ottoman Empire didn't develop into a modernization, one of them can be found here in the Sultan's harem in Istanbul. Here is an association to protect a group of women who will ensure the right heir to the Sultan's throne. But it's one of the very few, so to speak, clubs or associations that to be found in Ottoman lands. On the whole, these kind of things were very strongly discouraged. It was an individualistic, egalitarian civilization. So towns, cities, guilds, universities, clubs, all those sorts of things were systematically destroyed, if not by the Mongols, then by later rulers. And so you've got no kinds of cooperative groupings which could do complex tasks. And many people think that one of the secrets of the West is that it was precisely the opposite. It began to develop clubs, universities, guilds, city governments, religious sects, political associations, and this was the key to its richness, complexity, and one day its industrial civilization.